Highbridge Audio presents The Air Affair by Jasper Ford, read by Elizabeth Sastre. Excerpt from A Short History of the Special Operations Network. The Special Operations Network was instigated to handle policing duties considered either too unusual or too specialized to be tackled by the regular force. There were 30 departments in all, starting at the more mundane neighborly disputes, SO30, and going on to literary detectives, SO27, and art crime, SO24. Anything below SO20 was restricted information, although it was common knowledge that the Chronoguard was SO12 and anti-terrorism SO9. It is rumored that SO1 was the department that polices the spec ops themselves. Quite what the others do is anyone's guess. What is known is that the individual operatives themselves are mostly ex-military or ex-police and slightly unbalanced. If you want to be a spec op, the saying goes, act kinda weird. My father had a face that could stop a clock. I don't mean that he was ugly or anything. It was a phrase the Chronoguard used to describe someone who had the power to reduce time to an ultra-slow trickle. Dad had been a colonel in the Chronoguard and kept his work very quiet. So quiet, in fact, that we didn't know he had gone rogue at all until his timekeeping buddies raided our house one morning, clutching a seize and eradication order, open-dated at both ends, and demanding to know where and when he was. Dad had remained at liberty ever since. We learned from his subsequent visits that he regarded the whole service as morally and historically corrupt.